too.
Just give me patience, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, Z-Pack, it's your boy, Z-Dog MD. Okay, I am getting so tired. So tired of reading story after story after story after story of healthcare workers being attacked, being abused, verbally and physically and emotionally by our system and the patients that we are taking oaths to protect. And we've talked before about the culture that's led to this and the fact that we're treating hospitals as hotels and the fact that we're not treating mental illness and the fact that we have an opioid epidemic and the fact that increasingly we are managed as commodities instead of human beings. And it is pushing our resilience to the limit and we're breaking. And we hear about the nurse who died critical care after being shot in South Carolina. We hear about EMS workers attacked in the Pacific Northwest. And now the story out of Baton Rouge General Hospital, where a nurse was attacked by a patient on a behavioral health unit. And the way we're piecing this together is from press reports and from private messages that have been sent to me by people who are connected to this case and this person, but it's still not clear. And a lot of this is speculation, but even the overall arch of this repoints out how we are devaluing our frontline healthcare professionals, putting them in harm's way and expecting our healers to make the ultimate sacrifice in service for their patients, to die in service for their patients. So this nurse, who was very well respected on this unit, was attacked by a patient, sustained a leg injury and apparently a head injury. Now there's conflicting data here. The press says she finished her shift, which everybody agrees that I've heard from. She finished the shift that she had and then went to the emergency department, according to the press, that evening and was evaluated and sent out. Some have told me that no, she didn't go to the emergency department. Some have told me that they made her chart what happened before they let her go to the emergency department. But everybody seems to agree that she heroically finished her shift. Why? Because that's why we go into this, to help other people. We don't abandon our colleagues and our patients, even at personal risk. So she was evaluated, sent back. Now, this is where the stories are conflicting. Over the next few days, some have told me that she went in and out of the ER and was sent away because they evaluated her complaints of anxiety and discomfort and sent her home, thinking nothing was wrong. Ultimately, and we don't know if this is really true, that what the press says is in a week, she came to the ER, was evaluated, and rapidly deteriorated and died. And the autopsy preliminary, and they're still working on this, and it's hard without all the data, showed blood clot in the right leg, apparently, and pulmonary embolism. So it seems to be, if you're putting it together, blood clot in the leg, went to the lungs, ultimately ended her life. Now, people who understand how you end up getting blood clots can understand that there's Virchow's triad, and part of the triad is injury to the blood vessels. So if this nurse sustained a leg injury, it's entirely possible that that led to a blood clot, or even if she wasn't walking and stayed off her feet, led to a blood clot, ultimately the complication of pulmonary embolism and death. Whether or not it was blown off in the ER, whether or not she was evaluated correctly, we don't know. It doesn't really matter. What matters is, we've lost one of our front frontline healthcare workers, our colleagues, our tribe, to violence again. Again. And it happens again and again and again. And our thoughts go out to her family and to her colleagues and her patients. Now, people on affiliated with her institution and who have messaged me have said that they feel unsafe, that their concerns are blown off, that that this was sort of destined to happen, and that they don't think anything good is going to come of it even in the future. And this is what we have the silent no more hashtag for. We cannot shut up about this. And when you guys send me these articles, it's so exhausting to see how much horrible stuff is going on in the world and how little is being done. And someone actually said, oh, it's finally showing up in the press that this happened, right? So our job, ZPAC, is to never let people forget, to keep making noise, to keep advocating for safer units, for better mental health care, for better support for our frontline clinicians, for better security in hospitals and support for our security staff who are also suffering with the moral injury of not being able to keep people safe because they don't have the tools and the resources and the autonomy to do it. We need to put pressure on our legal system and our law enforcement, which is already under their own pressure, to actually prosecute these cases and to take them seriously in a way that really isn't done because they're all overwhelmed as well. And we need to take the victim seriously when something happens. When we're caring for them, we don't blow them off. We don't let them finish their shift. We don't make them chart. We take it deadly serious. They are one of our comrades, right? So here's the call to action. Share this video. Keep making noise. If you know something about this that I don't, please message me and let me know, because we want to get the story right, because it's hard for the press and it's hard for us to get all the information. But I think we have enough of a thread to understand what's going on, and we need to hold our institutions accountable. We need to hold our patients who we're caring for accountable. And we also need to hold ourselves accountable for caring for our fellow colleagues and taking this stuff deadly serious. Whether you're a nurse manager, whether you're a hospital CEO, we're all in this together and we're a team and we should be treated as such and treat each other as such. If you want a longer discussion about this stuff, join our supporter tribe. The link will be here, because that's where we talk about this stuff in a completely uncensored and off the rails way, which is in fact the most authentic way you can do it. And there's nowhere else that's happening. All right. Please share this video. Leave your comment, leave your stories, send me messages, and we out.
Hey, it's Dr. Z. Thanks for getting through the whole episode. That's a huge accomplishment. And so at this point, I just got to ask you for a few favors, because it just helps us so much if you leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe. It just really helps the algorithm to get this message out to others. The second thing is, email me, hello@zdogmd.com. I get all these emails personally. I can't respond to them all, but I need to hear your voice, because especially on podcast, we don't have a comment section. And I want to hear how this episode affected you, what you'd like to hear in the future, what you think we got wrong, what we think we got right, anything, anything, or just say hi. So that's really powerful. And the third thing is, financially, it helps us a lot to support the show in any way you can. And if you go to zdogmd.com/supporters, you can join our supporter tribe on your favorite platform, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, wherever. What that will get you on those platforms is live shows with me that are exclusive for supporters, and access to our Zoom meetings where we talk about awakening realization and we share with each other our own experience. It's a powerful group effect. It's a community, really. And we support and love each other and share, again, through our own experience, how we're waking up. So, and that ripples out into systems, into transforming healthcare and education and government. So it really starts with us. So join us there if you can. Again, zdogmd.com/supporters. And I'm so grateful to have you with us.